Storytelling pro Evropu.
Storytelling para Europa.
Storytelling for Europe.
Storytelling pre Europu.
The Hindu, how to prevent war. Maybe if people liked each other a little bit.
I remember sitting with my mother and sisters on a crowded boat full of desperate people stranded on the high seas. I don't know if I've ever been so scared in my life. I can still hear the baby crying and screaming. I can see people around me falling into the water in life jackets. I can't forget it. The only thing that saved us was that we were sitting in the middle of the boat, holding on to each other tightly. Mom thought these were our last moments. For the first time, I realized that we could all die, but something kept telling me that we would overcome our misfortune. I kept telling my sisters and my mom over and over not to worry, to keep their eyes closed and to not look around, not to imagine the worst, but to think only about the present. This is what our escape from Syria looked like after the war broke out in our country. I was only 15 years old when my sister Suzanne and I went to my mother and told her we had to leave. We never thought we would experience war, that one day we would be refugees, but our desire to live was strong. We tried to leave Syria 3 times, but 3 times our journey failed at sea. The 4th time we succeeded. The war took everything from us, the house we lived in, our family, and our father. It's another memory I can't forget. I remember the day we last saw him. A few years ago, my mom, my sister, and I traveled to Lebanon. My dad was sleeping, and I wanted to say goodbye to him. Dad refused, and after 2 hours, I received a message that something had happened to Dad. Strangers came to our house and took my father, who worked as a doctor, with them. We had lost him forever, and life was not the same without him. Our escape from the war was terrible. In the last hour before we left, my uncle put us in the car. It was already late in the evening when he gave us a farewell tour of the city. We cried a lot. That was probably the worst part, because we knew we might never come home again. We got on the boat for the first time at night, and we almost drowned. We experienced all kinds of things that it's probably best not to remember. Spending the night by the fire comes to mind. The countries we passed through, Macedonia, Serbia, Hungary. A 5-hour sandstorm in Macedonia, sleeping in the forest, the endless road of walking during which exhaustion set in. The worst of it was our younger sister, who was so exhausted that she fainted. She suffered as a result of the appalling conditions in which we found ourselves. I sat by her side and spoke words of encouragement to her. I tried to wake her up, but she was very sick. This was the 2nd time I was afraid I was going to lose her. We carried her in our arms for quite some time until she was able to stand a little on her feet again. I'm not even sure I want to remember that anymore, but something broke in me. I resolved that I needed to be strong and confident. I had to believe that we would accomplish what we set out to do and that we could be saved. I didn't even allow for any other possibility. I was driven by a belief in a better future. I believed that one day our family would be reunited, that I would do well in school again, and that a bright future awaited us. I still had ahead of me a vision of Europe where people have a choice in how they live, and where they can express their views freely without being punished. Today we live in Austria, and I'm extremely grateful for that. However, I miss our house, my personal belongings, my school, my friends, and the rest of my family. We had a very nice life, and we're a great family. Now everything is gone. I tell my story to very few people. I haven't even told it to my new classmates, but I'm glad they've accepted me into their midst. I never felt condemnation. They treat me well and are understanding of my situation. The war has left a lifelong mark on me. It means the end of everything good for me. The end of happiness and many human lives is the end of what is beautiful in our world. I don't know how it can be prevented. Maybe if people liked each other, they could trust each other. Maybe that would help.
Project Storytelling for Europe is funded by the European Union and Erasmus Plus program.